Hi, this is a dictation for Tracy Rollins. T like Tom, R-A-C-E-Y, R-O-L-L-I-N-S. Date of birth is 11-1-1967. Date of service 3-25-2022. Date of accident is 6-6-2021. Miss Tracy Rollins is a victim of the automobile accident, and this is a new patient visit. The patient is referred by Dr. Sagala, who is a chiropractic physician. The patient has a chief complaint of pain in the neck, mid-back, lower back, with pain in both shoulders, headaches, radiation of pain to both hands and both legs. And he reports that he has a tingling in bottom of both feet, poor balance. He uses cane to walk with, and he has a history of fall. One time he fell down in the MRI place to have a fracture of the ankle. History of automobile accident. Allegedly, patient alleges that on 6-6-2021, he was a victim of automobile accident. He was hit on a red light at around 2:30 p.m. He was a resident driver of a Jeep Compass 2021 and was hit by another Jeep at around 8 Mile and Lesser Road. He reports that he was traveling eastbound on 8 Mile Road, and when he came at the red light of the Lesser Road, he stopped. The other car came around. It couldn't stop and didn't want it to stop at the red light, and he hit T-bone on the passenger side. Now the car is not completely total, and there is a damage on the passenger side. The impact of this accident caused head injury to the steering wheel. He banged his head into the steering wheel. And then she had a seatbelt injury to the chest, along with a hematoma on the left side of the chest, which is getting better. Nothing was broken in the car, like windshield, steering wheel, nothing was broken. Further, patient report that she was wearing a seatbelt, airbag did not deploy in this accident, there was no loss of consciousness. It was not a hit and run accident. The police did arrive at the scene, ambulance did not arrive. The patient reports that he was taken to the Beaumont Hospital. She was taken to the Beaumont Hospital for the fracture of the right fibula. Patient report that 2 days later he saw Dr. Salam, S-A-L-A-M, Muhammad, M-O-H-A-M-A-A-D, and only to the office. He actually did not go to any emergency room, and he saw the doctor on 6-8-2021, who ordered an MRI of the lower back, and so he went to the MRI place, Southfield 696, where neck MRI was done, but lower back could not be done. He fell down and broke his ankle, and he was admitted to the Beaumont Hospital after that. He also saw Dr. Arthur Boue, A-R-T-H-U-R-B-O-U-V-I-R, who ordered brain MRI. He also saw chiropractor all along since the time of accident, Dr. Sagala, and he has also done physical therapy almost 100 times, according to him. And no acupuncture has been done so far, no epidural injections. He has been on Tramadol for pain relief. System review, patient reports that in neurological disorders, he is suffering from back and neck pain, injury and headaches and weakness and paralysis of the arm and legs. In psychiatry, suffering from anxiety, depression, surgery. Patient reports that in the left leg in 1991, he has had rod and screws in the left leg due to the accident. And in the right leg, patient reports that that he suffered from another fracture of the tibia and fibula when he fell on the day of MRI, and he was seen at a Bowman hospital. Now, the detailed records are not available, only the patient reliance. Allergies, none. Family history, patient mother is alive, but she suffers from hypertension, coronary artery disease, triple bypass. Father is deceased, he was murdered. Siblings, two brothers, three sisters. One sister has a lupus. Rest of the family is okay. Relationship status, patient reports that she lives with two kids, one son and one girl, 30 year and 35. Employment, patient is an administrator in an AFC home, but currently not working due to the pain. Otherwise, prior to the accident, she was employed full-time. Legal history, patient has no attorneys at this time on her case. Personal history, patient does not smoke, does not drink, does not use recreational drugs. In the general history of pain, I forgot to mention that besides the patient having headache, which are located on the front part of the head and right and left temple, they are severe, constant, sensitive to light, sensitive to the noise. No associated nausea, vomiting, seizure, or aura are reported. Additional symptom of TBI, patient reports the presence of dizziness, loss of balance, loss of equilibrium, but denies any loss of consciousness, ringing in the ear, loss of memory, forgetfulness. There is no confusion, disorientation, no lack of focus, lack of concentration, and no loss of vision or spots in the vision or blurred vision, no history of any nausea, vomiting, seizures, sleepwalking. In addition, patients suffered from severe pain in the neck to the tune of 8, mid-back pain is 8, lower back pain is 8, with radiation to both buttocks, both legs posteriorly in S1, S2 dermatome fashion, along with involvement of the feet and all the toes. There is some pain in the front of the both thighs is involved, but it is mostly sharp pain and not a numbness or tingling. The patient has severe pain in both the shoulders, which is reported to be 8, and the ability to lift the arm in abduction is only up to 90 degrees, beyond which patient reports pain. Patient further reports that there is no radiation from the neck to the arm. However, independently, there is a numbness of all the fingers, especially the third, fourth, and fifth. She doesn't report any injuries as such. ADL. Patient reports that before the ADL, please mention that the patient does suffer from anxiety, panic, sleep disturbance, and sudden amnesia. ADL, patient reports that running, doing yard work are affected 10, home chores, doing laundry, and vacuuming is affected 9, the opening container is affected 6. The physical examination is as follows. The blood pressure is 184 over 133, heart rate is 64, respiratory rate is 16 and temperature is 98.0. Height is 5'8", weight 165, pulse ox is 100. This is a 54-year-old African-American female with an average build and nutrition, alert-oriented, cooperative and conscious. No sinuses, jaundice, clubbing colonicia. Patient reports good hydration and good nourishment, no acute distress, shortness of breath, or severe pain phases are identified. Patient doesn't appear severely anxious, lethargic. Patient exhibits good attitude and demeanor, and patient is able to walk reasonably well without any adaptive devices like cane. The rest of the physical examination will be from the template, including neurological examination and the musculature examination. Except in the chest examination, please mention that there is a small hematoma in the left chest above the breast. which is resolving his non-tender. A gait is normal, musculature examination is found to be normal. The musculoskeletal examination, inspection, palpation is normal. Spine tenderness is present in bilateral sacroiliac joints mildly. And other than that, paravertebral muscle spasm is not present. And no hypertonicity. In the range of motion, cervical spine, forward flexion is 30, extension is 30, bilateral side flexion is 30, bilateral rotation is 35. In the lumbar spine, range of motion, forward flexion is 30, extension is 10, bilateral side flexion is 15, and bilateral rotation is 10. Hyperextension was painful. Many words to identify reproduce the pain. In cervical spine, Hoffman sign is negative, Sperling sign is positive, Lurmy test is positive, distraction test was positive, Soto Hall test was positive. In the thoracic spine, Roos test was negative, Slump test is negative. In lumbar spine, Budzinski Kernick test was negative, straight leg raising test was positive at 35 degrees, contralateral leg raise test was positive, Breger test positive, Kemp test was positive, and Davinsky test was negative. In the sacroiliac joint, is noticed that there is a mild tenderness bilaterally in the sacroiliac joint, with the standing flexion test being positive, iliac compression test positive, distraction test positive, Faber test positive bilaterally, Nostrand test positive bilaterally. Trendelenburg sign is negative. Extremities examination, except for both shoulders, rest of the extremities are identified to be completely normal. There is no tenderness in the lower extremities, or pedal edema, contusion, laceration, muscle spasm, or varicose veins. And range of motion of all joints except for the shoulders, bilateral shoulder, a normal quick test is negative, no leg length discrepancy, gait is normal. The examination of the both shoulder joints is as follows. On inspection, both the shoulder joints appear to be completely normal. On palpation, no dislocation or any contusion or tender points are noticed. AC joint is not tender, shoulder joint is not tender. There is some pain in the supraspinatus, infraspinatus tendon area. The range of motion is limited to 90 degrees of abduction beyond which the pain is reported. Muscle strength is 4/5. Special tests were conducted for identifying rotator cuff trauma. Hawken-Kennedy test is positive bilaterally. And MTBR-Ken test is positive. Near test, speed test, positive. Anterior and posterior apprehension is negative. Drop arm test was negative. The hand and wrist examination is unremarkable. However, the Tinel sign, Phelan sign was found positive bilaterally. Diagnosis. General V89.2 XXT 110. CNS R51, R42. F06.301A for TBI, nerves M79.2, muscles M60.9, ligaments M54.0, upper extremity, shoulder M25.511, M25.512, M75.30, 75.50, F43.432D. The spine diagnosis, general cervical M54.250.20, S13.4XXX, thoracic spine M54.09, 54.651.24, S23.3XXX, lumbar spine M54.5, 51.27, 54.16, 54.42, S33.5XXX, sacroiliac spine M46.6. S33.5XXX. Plan of care for Tracy Rollins is from the template. and the treatment plan for Tracy Rawlins is as follows. The physical therapy has been continued for the patient Tracy Rawlins for continuing for the spasm of the paraspinal muscles from L1 to L5, and in general there are some other spasm, and patient can have traction massage, aqua therapy. Patient is provided disability for work, housework, replacement, transportation, especially because of the TBI, that the element is there. Medication. Patient is provided with naproxen 500 twice a day, 60 tablets. Flexeril 10 mg twice a day for help with the muscle relaxation. Lidocaine gel 3% 200 grams for topical pain relief. Elavil to help in sleep, GAD disorder, help in depression, fibromyalgia, musculoskeletal pain, help in pain relief, 50 mg at night. Antivert 25 mg every 6 hour PRN for controlling the dizziness and vertigo that patients have reported on a PRN basis. Patients provided with Furoset 1 to 2 every 6 hours, 60 tablets of Furoset for headache relief. Gabapentin 600 mg twice a day for 60 tablets for relief with the neurological pain and the radiculopathy. Narcotic analgesics, Tylenol with codeine, number 3, every day, PRN 7 tablets are provided for 7 days. Non-pharmacological modalities, yes. Home exercise plan, yes. Referral to PAC, yes. Fitness club, yes. Review of the available MRI and other imaging records. Patient did not bring any MRI reports. We are going to get them transferred to us. Interventional pain procedures, none are being considered at this moment. Surgical options are not being considered. Neuropsych not warranted. Attended care, casework is not warranted. Past medical records are ordered release. Investigation. The patient has informed that some MRIs have been done, so we are going to wait for them to arrive. DME. Patient is being provided with a neck collar, a traction device, as well as back brace and a tense unit to bring a reasonable relief for the patient. The education is yes, weight loss program is yes, and patients should go and see her family care physician. Follow visit in 7 days, direct contact in 10 days. Thank you.